Talking now with Ipswich softball coach Paul James. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Coach, first time talking with you as we get underway this season here. And we've tried in the past to make as many appearances as we can in person, but, you know, obviously with things going so weird this year, we've done a lot more by the phone. And actually, it's been a lot easier for the coaches, which we appreciate. But tell me, Coach, a little bit about how you got to where you are as coach of Ipswich High School softball.
Sure. So I've been coaching for over 20 years now with the youth program. I started out in Ipswich. My son is now 19. He went to Ipswich High School. Good athlete, played baseball, football, basketball. And I started coaching with him and loved it and loved the group of Ipswich kids and that small group, small knit town. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter got a little older and started playing youth sports. And I just carried it on with her. And formed a, great relationship with the, Ipswich families and basically continued, throughout their, growing up and, never really left it, until, past year when, everything went on, kind of forgot about it a little bit and wanted to get back into it. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity, came along where the coaching position was open and, I jumped for it. So.
Excellent. All right. So the kids you're working with, you probably know from when they were a lot younger, I'm guessing.
I've seen them from the day they put a glove on.
Okay.
So all right. I've watched them grow, and these are all the girls that I coached. They're all so my daughter's a junior.
Mm-hmm.
At Ipswich now. So I have the opportunity to coach her again in the high school level. So
excellent.
That's very exciting. So
what were some of the things you did last week or the week before, I should say, in getting ready for the season? Because you only had a short time to put this thing together. And how did you do that, Coach? And I'm guessing that all your previous experience probably helped you organize this thing.
Yeah, definitely. I was, with the girls not having softball last year, I mean, this is a group of girls that have stuck together. And I think they were really looking forward to the season. So when they found out that I was coming along, and able to coach them again, I think, the excitement, for all of us, was there. And it was very, very easy, I have to say, to get everybody together, to get on a plan. They bought it, they're doing great. And I'm really excited how they're coming along. They're a young group. I do have 5 seniors.
Mm-hmm.
That have been in the program, in the high school program, since 8th grade. So that was when the numbers were low and they had to pull all these now seniors up as 8th graders. So they have a lot of experience dealing with a couple different coaches, experience being on the bench, watching, and now they're seniors, and they're actually all 5 of them I voted my senior captain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
yeah.
Excellent.
And the last time that would happen was when Doug Woodworth was here. So I am I'm in good.
There you go. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Good company. Great. And it's a great honor for the kids, and I'm sure they appreciate it, trying to develop this these good memories for a change. And let's talk about your first game against Georgetown. You sent us the a recap on it, and you mentioned some of the players who were involved in making some big plays. But why don't you give me your description of that game? Because you ended up with a really heart pounding 6-5 win over Georgetown.
Yeah, it was very exciting for our first win. We actually, I started a freshman. Her name is Annabelle Morris. She's been playing, doing AAU, doing club, so she's kind of beyond her years as a freshman. Very solid behind, at the pitch and mound, a lot of confidence, and we started with her, and she pitched strikes and, gave the defense the opportunity to make plays, and, they did. I was very impressed because we have a lot of players that are in positions that they've never played before. So, you know, especially the shortstop, Lexi James. She started as a freshman at third base.
Mm-hmm.
She got all comfortable there in that position. And, you know, she's definitely my best infielder. So I decided to change her over to shortstop. So it's all new to her. And she's doing great. She's adapting everything. They're all learning. It's just constant repetition of new plays and giving them ground balls and pop flies and just really with the basics. And so far, so good. So it was a great battle, back and forth. Both pitchers did really good, keeping runners off the base and really runners past home. And then, right around like the fourth inning, we got used to the pitcher and put some hits together. We tied the game up. I think it was probably like 3-3. And then they went up in the last inning, in the sixth inning, they went up 5-3. And we actually had our top of our bottom of our order up. And I did a couple substitutions, and they came up big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I pinch hit one girl, another senior captain, Maddie Richards, and she came up with a single. And then two more hits came through, and then we had a girl at second, and Caroline Spencer came through with a double up the middle, and scored another freshman I have, Kate Becoritis, who you'll definitely hear more about her. She is she's a catcher. She's starting, and she looks like a senior back there.
Well, that's not good news for the Cape Ann League if she's just a freshman playing that well. So that's
she
great.
She is. Wait for her name. I'm telling
okay.
you, she's got a bat. She's an athlete. She's got an older brother that plays as a catcher on the Ipswich baseball team, so she's got a lot of experience watching him, and she's been club. But she's going to be really excited.
Well, you know, something like that, it reminds me of what you said about your daughter as well. When you've got an older brother like that who's competitive, it brings the younger kid along if he or she is interested in sport, no matter what gender they might be.
Right.
So they want to be competitive. They want to keep up with the older brother. So obviously it's paying off for both those girls on your team.
Yeah, and it's actually, I have a number of girls that that help older brothers on this team,
mm-hmm.
that were all athletes. So you hit it right on the nail. I mean, they're tough. you know, they have no problem diving and getting dirty. That was, you know, that's my kind of thing. You know,
oh, yeah.
the dirt dog. I like to, you know, hustle everything out. And
well,
so far they're listening.
I'm amazed at the way the kids can play defense in softball, because it's a shorter field. The ball is hit pretty damn hard, you know, with the metal bats, and especially the infielders. It's remarkable, the athleticism of these kids. Coach, what do you got coming up this week?
Well, we got a busy week. We got a game tonight. We'll be playing Hamilton-Wenham over in Hamilton. And so, of course, the girls are they're all hyped up for that. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a female or male or wherever. I mean, when you come to play Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
Ipswich, you're up and you're ready and you want to win. So tonight will be exciting. I have a feeling that the two teams will be similar. So I expect a really good, close game. And then we got Newburyport coming up on Wednesday, who, you know, we've scrimmaged them. They're real good. They got a real deep team and a lot of pitching, a lot of seniors. So, and then Friday we have another game. And it might be, I'm not too sure who that is. I won't look too much ahead, but,
another,
but, you know, definitely busy.
Yeah.
Every week is going to be three games.
Well, the other thing is too, you've got kids who are experienced and seasoned now with handling, the way the sports have been under such, constrictions. And so, the idea is to, no matter who the opponent is, just to make sure that you play.
Exactly. Oh man, especially with the weather we've had. So, yeah, just getting out there is just a great boost for everybody's morale, and especially for the seniors. You know, I thought last year that group of seniors had it the worst, but you know, I think these seniors here may have had it the worst. And I'm just so glad that they were able to play some season.
All right, that's Ipswich softball coach Paul James with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.